Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, August 11th, 2023. This is Season 3, Episode 32 of our show. 32 is a great number. Well, I think every number is a great number. It is a power of 2. It's 2 to the 5th power, of course. And on my list of 100 items, 1 through 100, what do I associate the numbers with? Well, 32 was Magic Johnson's uniform number. Magic Johnson, in the news again, not only did he recently purchase, or was part of the purchasing group of my local NFL team, that'd be the Washington Commanders, he's in the news as he's being portrayed in Season 2 of Winning Time, which has now begun Season 2 on HBO. Big fan of Winning Time. Love talking about new TV shows. It's one of the underlying themes of this program. Another underlying theme of this program? Talking about unusual food items. More than one full episode, I have talked about unusual food items, and it seems to come up in every episode. Like, talking about my dad seems to come up in every episode. Talking about my son seems to come up in every episode as well. Where, like, I'm the dad in the story now. That's another one of the themes of the program. Now I'm the dad in the story. One thing I enjoy doing with my child, searching out those aforementioned unusual food items and enjoying these unusual food items. Today, you don't have to take my word for it, because in an unprecedented move, I have brought on an expert, my own flesh and blood, my son, Franklin. You are the first guest on Math and Musings. Welcome to the program.
Yay.
I'm glad that you are here. I should warn you. Now, you've heard pretty much every episode of Math and Musings, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we listen to it in the car. I think you request it every Friday. You want to listen to it, right? And did you know that I never do any edits?
Yes, I didn't know that.
You did know that. You've heard the mistakes on the show before. Yeah, it's just 15 minutes. There's no going back. There's no splicing together. If you mess something up, that's just part of it. So you've been warned. Now, so there's no edits. And then the other rule is, this is true for every guest on every program, you want to make the host look good. Can you make the host look good?
Nope.
No guarantee. That's it. We're cutting your salary.
No!
I hope our arrangement has been good for you. The accommodations, you've been staying at the Math and Musings Hotel. Has that been working out for you?
Yeah,
it's been okay? Good. And your travel here, you saved us a lot in travel because you didn't have to come from far away.
There's
an old business maxim. It's like, what's the definition of an expert? Well, an expert is someone who comes from 500 miles away. You didn't have to come from 500 miles away.
But I'm an expert.
You are an expert on unusual food items. I can literally say that your whole life so far has been spent in pursuit of unusual food items, because I've been pushing that for you. Now, the way we start every day of our, like, almost 365 days a year, I would say, is with our consuming at the breakfast table what very popular item?
Pop-Tart.
Franken, I don't mean to put you on the spot. What's your favorite Pop-Tart out there?
Confetti cupcake.
Confetti cupcake. That's an excellent answer. You know, when I was a kid, here's another theme of the show. It starts with when I was a kid. You know, when I was a kid, there was like Pop-Tart. There was frosted and unfrosted. Those might have been your treat.
Blueberry.
Yeah, those are the classics. I would think strawberry and blueberry were probably like the first two frosted ones. Like, for me as a kid, it was like, whoa, they put frosting on there? You got to be kidding me. Like, that was a big deal. Now, I have made a list of recent additions to the Pop-Tart universe. I think we've tried all these. Banana bread. Mm-hmm. Apple Jacks. Remember Apple Jacks?
Yes, I do remember. No. Well, no, and yes.
Oh, because you didn't know the cereal.
No,
That's right. I remember our talking about this, because I grew up with Apple Jacks cereal, and I had to explain to you what the cereal was before we tried the Apple Jacks Pop-Tart. There was red, white, and blueberry. You mentioned confetti cupcakes. Mm-hmm. Cookies and cream. Cookies and cream everywhere now.
Yeah.
grape. Not really that unusual, but this, that they would make it into a Pop-Tart. Like, good for them. I think they had that when I was a kid, and they brought it back. Hot Fudge Sundae.
Ooh, yeah.
Eggo Waffles. I know you're a waffles man. Anyway.
Yeah, I like waffles.
You do.
Waffles are good.
And s'mores. Everybody loves s'mores.
Oh, s'mores are so good.
And then they turned it into Pop-Tarts. Snickerdoodles. I think the more outrageous the Pop-Tart flavor it is, the more excited I get seeing it in the store and, like, searching these things out. Because I remember that was the thing. What was the store we went to when we would just go for the fun of, like, trying to find unusual things?
Food Lion?
I think it was Food Lion, yeah. It was one in Sterling Park. And it was like, if you want to seek out some unusual food items, go to these Food Lion in Sterling Park. And then, what was the other thing we'd look for?
Pop-Tarts.
I said Pop-Tarts. Pringles.
Pringles?
Yeah.
Pop-Tarts and Pringles.
Pop-Tarts and Pringles. You were like 3 years old and we'd look for Pop-Tarts and Pringles. Because that was...
Yeah.
That's how we would spend a day. It would be a thing. So, once again, when I was a kid, Pringles were Pringles. You know, like, it comes in a can. That was the thing that was unusual about it. Like, the tall, skinny can.
Not a bag?
Yeah. No, it wasn't in a bag. You stacked them up. And it was like a wrist. Don't make me laugh. You throw off my timing. We only have 15 minutes.
No.
So the Pringles would stacked up in a can. That was the thing, like a tube. That was the thing that was unusual about it. And then, I guess, when I was a kid, I definitely remembered sour cream and onion, barbecue. Those are like standard Pringles flavors, or like potato chip flavors. What we have, I made some notes of things we have had recently. All right, pizza flavored. Remember pizza flavored?
Yeah, pizza. Yeah.
Ranch flavored. Philly cheesesteak.
Ooh, that was an unusual one.
Never thought I'd see a Philly cheesesteak flavored Pringles.
Neither did I.
And then the French fries and ketchup.
Yes, I remember
I think,
that.
Did Lay's have a ketchup flavor?
Yeah, Lay's had a ketchup one too, but it was only in Canada.
But somebody got it for us from Canada. Okay, I vaguely remember this. Canadians apparently put ketchup on everything. Have you heard that?
Yes,
come up
I
in school?
Have, yeah.
That comes up in your social studies class. Mm-hmm. I never realized how much Canadians love their ketchup.
They do.
I associate Canadians with maple syrup. Apparently, they like their ketchup too. Yeah, bacon, maple syrup, hockey, ketchup. That's what Canadians are known for. Anyway. And then the topper of them all, to me, the most
definitely
unusual. You might know it. What was the most unusual flavor of Pringles that we got?
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich?
Yes, I'm glad that you didn't just say Wendy's, you didn't just say chicken, you gave the whole thing. It was the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich flavored
Pop-Tart
would be a good one. It was Pringles. A potato chip that was flavored in the style of a spicy chicken sandwich at Wendy's, which was just unbelievable. And yeah, I'm a sucker buying everything one time. Like, I'm cheap, as perhaps you know, but I see an unusual food item, especially, it's probably was like $2. I'm like, yes, I'm getting this. And it's good. It's good. Now, Wendy's is another place we enjoy frequenting.
Yes.
Now,
very.
Classic Wendy's dessert item is, of course, the Frosty. Mm-hmm. That goes back to, this one I had to look up. It was 1969 when Wendy's started, and it was one of their first items that they sold. It was like burger, fries, Frosty. Like, that was it. They sold the Frosty. And it was, okay, let's see, 37 years before they came up with the new flavor. 37 years for them to come up with
vanilla.
Yeah, so 2006 sounds like ancient history to you, but to me it's like it took forever for them to come up with the vanilla Frosty. And then they've come up with two more. Do you remember the two they had last year?
Strawberry and then peppermint.
That's correct. I have taught you well, my son.
Yay.
So strawberry comes out in the summer and then peppermint comes out at Christmas time. So they have quadrupled their number of flavors since I was a kid. Like, you're living in the right year. Like, not only did you get to see the Capitals win a Stanley Cup and the Nationals win the World Series while you were a young man, you got to see four different Wendy's Frosty flavors. Now, of those four, you got a favorite?
Strawberry?
You're going to say strawberry?
Strawberry Frosty.
Yeah, I think all the... I love the original. All the newer ones are better than the older ones. The original. I mean, the regular chocolate Frosty is great, too. But I like all the new ones they put together. I'd probably put vanilla up at number one. I mean, peppermint was great, too. Peppermint
was good.
It had a... It reminded me of the...
Shamrock Shake?
Yes, the Shamrock Shake. It was like the white version of the Shamrock Shake, which just goes to show that, I mean, the McDonald's people are just...
ahead of everything.
Well, that, and they're just putting green in there, as they are doing with, what do they got now at McDonald's?
Grimace.
The Grimace Shake. Now, I grew up in the 80s. I remember Grimace. Like, you didn't even know who Grimace was.
No,
until,
no
like,
idea.
A month ago. There's a whole cast of characters that McDonald's have that I'm going to have to share with you moving forward. It's more than just Ronald McDonald. Like, I'm glad they're giving Grimace his due. And how good was that purple shake?
It was good.
It was good. So, the grand theme we are discussing here, and you're like my research assistant on this. I'm going to write a PhD thesis on this someday. It's going to be called The Oreoification of America. Because Pop-Tarts, Pringles, the Wendy's Frosty, they're all just following what the Oreo cookie did. This is almost 20 years ago when they came out with the Golden Oreo. The thing about it, though, is the regular Oreo goes back to 1912. They had the regular Oreo for almost 100 years before they thought, you know what, we could put a vanilla cookie on the outside rather than a chocolate cookie on the outside. Still with the white in the middle. I made a list of some flavors of Oreos they've had recently. You've had most of these. So the birthday cake, that was 2012. That was to celebrate the 100th anniversary. Lemon, watermelon, strawberries and cream, fruit punch, cookie dough, root beer float, pumpkin spice, red velvet, key lime pie, cinnamon bun, s'mores, blueberry pie, Swedish fish flavored Oreos, Peeps, marshmallow Peeps flavored Oreos. Now, the thing I told you was that, like, how far is too far? And the phrase we usually use is jumping the shark. There was an old episode of Happy Days where it just shows, like, that a show is out of ideas. Like, Fonzie on the water skis jumping over a shark. Like, okay, the Happy Days writers were out of ideas. All right, so look at this list. Were any of those jumping the shark? Like, did they go too far? You still like these?
I mean, I think I like all of them, but maybe Swedish Fish or Peeps.
Swedish Fish and Peeps were too far. Like, you can see the progression. Yeah. By the way, as I was reading them, like, those were, I don't have the dates written down, but those were the list as it went through. Now, I did find something else in the research. Okay, available in China only.
What?
Something called, there's a hot chicken wing Oreo. You want to try a hot chicken wing Oreo?
I mean, I don't like spicy food, but I would do it, still.
Well, it's the same issue. Wasabi?
I would still
do it. Wasabi's like the only food in the world I actually don't like. A wasabi-flavored Oreo, though, when you were in China.
I have to.
They've got a green tea Oreo also, which they also have in Japan. Now, Japan's on the forefront on a lot of these things, and you are a Japanophile, I know. You like all things Japanese. Kit Kats is another one. They've really branched out.
Really.
Yeah. So they've got a wasabi Kit Kat, the sake flavored Kit Kat, purple sweet potato Kit Kat. I think we're due for a trip to Japan. You want to go to Japan with me someday?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think your being a guest on the program today and the work you have done here, not only have you satisfied your requirements for... are being willing to put you up for the couple of days of your being here. I think you've fulfilled goal number one, to make the host look good. I've appreciated your insight and spending time with you. The thing that came out recently here in DC, the French's Mustard Skittles collaboration. Is that jumping the shark?
No.
No? You haven't gone far enough. Well, you heard it there, folks. Expert opinion, have not gone far enough. We still got more of these things. And this is a topic we can pick up another time, Frank, and I enjoy your being on the show. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the math and the musings today. Tune in again next Friday to hear more math, more musings. In the interim, you can go to MikeO'ConnellJr.com. Thank you very much again for being on the show.